A suicide bombing outside a court in Islamabad killed at least 12 people, including 4 security personnel, just a day after a deadly blast struck New Delhi. Pakistani Interior Minister Mohsen Reza Naqvi said the attacker failed to enter the court building and detonated himself near a police vehicle, calling the incident not an ordinary bombing. In the aftermath, senior Pakistani officials swiftly blamed both Afghanistan and India. Defense Minister Khwaja Asif accused the Taliban government in Kabul of allowing terrorist groups like Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan to operate freely, warning that Pakistan is now in a state of war. Tensions between the two neighbors have been escalating amid reciprocal airstrikes and the collapse of mediation efforts by Qatar and Turkey. Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif also accused India of orchestrating the Islamabad attack and another assault near the Afghan border, calling them examples of Indian state terrorism. His claims came as authorities in India investigated the New Delhi explosion near the Red Fort, which killed 8 people. A day later, Jamaat al-Ahrar, a splinter faction of the TTP based in Afghanistan's Nangarhar province, claimed responsibility for the Islamabad bombing, while the main TTP denied involvement. The blast, coinciding with an international parliamentary summit in the capital, has raised serious concerns about Pakistan's internal security. Analysts warn the attack marks a dangerous return of militancy to Islamabad after years of relative calm.